I love James Bond films. They're brilliant, all of them, especially the ones with me in them. Yeah, like the true story of Timmy Bond and the arch-evil villain Jellyfinger. We were staying in Thailand near Phuket. Don't ask me to spell it. And nearby is the famous location for James Bond, the man with the golden gun. Hey, let's do the man with the golden mallet. Good idea. Actually, what it is a series of top-heavy islands that look like they're upside-down, turned-inside-out jelly moulds. So, we went out to film there in one of their little power barges. They do have a speed limit. It's as fast as you can go. And I was dressed as my ultimate hero, Timmy Bond, the man with the golden mallet. And the baddie was a jelly called Jellyfinger. Now, we had to take the jelly with us from England because we knew they wouldn't have any in Thailand and they wouldn't know what it was. So we took the packet of jelly and we got the hotel to make up a couple of jellies and stick them in the freezer, and then we'll take them out with us in an icebox out to the island. Once we got to the James Bond island, disaster struck. The cameraman managed to drop the camera getting out of the boat, and the viewfinder broke. Oh no! Now he can't see anything, or focus anything, and we're in a panic! Until Mrs. Mallet suggested a toilet roll holder. We always take our own loo paper in foreign countries. You're never quite sure what sort of stuff they use, you understand. So for the next hour or two, our cameraman used gaffer tape and a loo roll to make a viewfinder to focus the shot. Guess what? It was brilliant! It worked! And so now we were ready for the baddie scene with the jellies. Oh, and this is where I yelled out, standing on the rock, "Come on out, Jellyfinger! Me and the mallet have got you surrounded!" It's one of my all-time favourite lines, that one. I'm going to do it again. "Come on out, Jellyfinger! Me and the mallet have got you surrounded!" And then the jelly was supposed to wobble into shot on a plate, and I was going to smash it to pieces with the mallet. Except that in those couple of hours or so, the jellies had started to melt rather messily and had turned into sort of a squadgy, slime-greeny mess. And we can't do that, it's not going to work. So what are we going to do now? And this is where all those great script ideas get suddenly changed by the circumstances. And instead the punchline was this. I had to stand still, looking the wrong way, turn around at the sound of a suspicious jelly-type noise. What sort of noise does a jelly make, especially suspicious jelly? It sounded a bit like this. "Jellyfinger, you're going to get it!" And I turned round and they threw the remains of the jelly all over me. Splat! It was probably the only time that Mallet Man didn't win. But of course it was the scene that everyone wanted. Timmy Bond splatting again.